You're listening to SBS News.
DNA evidence is thought to be the be-all and end-all in many criminal trials. The odds that two people are genetically identical is about 1 in 70 trillion. But faith in the use of DNA in Queensland criminal trials has been shaken by revelations about the state's troubled forensic laboratory. An interim report has found there were serious shortfalls in testing thresholds affecting an unknown number of serious crimes, including murder and rape. The report revealed up to 10% of samples that were classified as insufficient for processing may have led to positive identification or could have potentially changed the outcome of legal proceedings. Evidence tendered on the first day of the public inquiry into the issue showed changes to the DNA threshold limits were introduced in part to save the laboratory time and money. The inquiry's commissioner, King's Counsel Walter Sofronoff, surmised what happened this way.
In considering this, it would be important to evaluate the time and cost for processing and the opportunity to concentrate efforts on other higher yielding samples.
Mr. Sofronoff says the interim report says this six times. Senior scientist Kylie Rieker has told the inquiry the culture around the laboratory was quite toxic. Kirsty Wright is a forensic scientist who will be a key witness at the inquiry. She says what is happening is momentous.
Frustrated that the inquiry is determined to get to the truth, and I think this day has been long awaited for the victims, their family, and more importantly the criminal justice system. So I think this inquiry is the most important event the criminal justice system in Queensland has ever seen.
But she's also warned the revelations from the inquiry will be difficult for some of the most affected in the community.
I think this is going to be really traumatising for all the victims of crime, but I think it also gives them hope that their samples will get the attention that they deserve. So hopefully it's another opportunity for them to get justice as well. But this is a difficult time for everyone, and there's really no winners.
Vicky Blackburn is one of the people who falls into this category. She's the mother of Mackay woman Shandy Blackburn, who was murdered in 2013. Potential problems with the laboratory were first revealed in a podcast by the Australian newspaper into Ms. Blackburn's death. Vicky Blackburn says she's expecting to hear a lot.
There's a lot more to come. This is the tip of it. We've been saying this for a long time. This is the tip of the iceberg. And I think we're just about to see what's underneath.
DNA limits that were in place since 2018 have since been removed. Cases before that, such as the death of Shandy Blackburn, aren't within the scope of events yet. Vicky Blackburn hopes that will eventually change.
Yes, for everybody, you know, that go beyond the 2018 as well, eventually. I think that's what we're looking at in the long run. And it just may take a long time to get there, but that's what we're working towards.
Vicky Blackburn says her daughter would be pleased that at least some good might come out of the publicity surrounding her death.
Yes, I think Shane would be rather overwhelmed and humbled by where we've got and what's come about because of her death and what's happened in that case.
The inquiry's full report is due to be handed down by the 13th of December. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.